Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless everyone. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen, paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in radio land. At this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord because we want to pray. We know that prayer changes things. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence thanking you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, for how you blessed and kept us and brought us down through another week. We thank you for how you kept our minds stayed on you and how you kept us with a mind to pray and deny ourselves. We pray that you continue to help us, that you continue to bless us, oh Lord. Help us to overcome every situation in our lives. Oh my God, we're striving to enter in at the straight gate. We don't want anything to be found within us that is not like the Lord. And we pray that you have mercy on us, that you will help us, that you will look upon us with mercy and compassion, and that you forgive us of any and all wrongdoing. Oh, my God, we humble ourselves before you. We realize we are nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for how you continue to bless us and keep us. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on us with compassion. Help us to stand in the midst of our testing trials that we may go through, oh, Lord, that we may keep the faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, increase our faith. Help us to contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us, oh, Lord, to stand in the midst of our testing trials. Help us to drive and to go forward in you. Slack not our riding except you bid us. Help us, Jesus. We want to be able to stand in these last and evil days. Trouble all around. Oh, my God, but we know that you're able to take us through. Our trust is in you today. We are leaning and depending on you. No other help we know. Oh, my God, help us, Jesus. Give us more strength that we may be able to stand. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Help us not to waver, oh, Lord. Help us not to turn to the left nor the right, but help us, oh, Lord. We want to stand firm upon the word of God. We know that thou word is going to stand when everything else go down. So, Lord, we ask you that you help us, that you take us through today, that you help us to be bold soldiers in Christ, and that we will hold up the banner in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. Lord. Oh, my God, we're seeking to please you and to do your will. We want to speak your word, and we want your will to be done in us. Not our will, but let our will perish. Help us to continue to crucify self and put self to death. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. Oh, my God, we want to be found worthy to make it into the city. We want to be saved in the end, oh, Lord. Pray that you look upon us, that you will bless us, and we shall be blessed. Save us, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, look on this broadcast. We pray that you bless every listener. Strengthen those that may be weak, those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We pray that you will touch and heal them. Raise them up, O Lord. Somebody is troubled in mind. We pray, Lord, that you move the trouble, that you fix the situation for them. We pray that you can get them out of the trouble that they're in. We know you can do it. We're looking to you, Lord, and we're trusting in you as never before. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon all of those, oh, Lord, who are being tried, oh, Lord, those who are going through illnesses and sicknesses, diseases and afflictions in their body. We pray that you touch right now. We know you're able to heal and raise them up, deliver their Zion, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Pray that you look on our youth department and all those, oh Lord, that are in the youth category. We pray that you bless them, oh Lord. Give them a mind to want to seek your face and turn from their way. Help them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you for how you bless us. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for your word today, all day long. We thank you today. We praise your holy name, Lord. Help us to continue in prayer, speaking our faith, and calling upon the name of the Lord, drawing nigh unto thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We pray that you will go with us and stand by us, that you will bless us on every hand. In Jesus' name we pray, O Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and I will be reading Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and to fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word, and may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Newbell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/GraceRadio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyTeamService, Title 1, School and 1 is O-N-E. And to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission every Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer, you can go to 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Mary Anderson in prayer, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Steve Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the Breeze Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dede Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond, and on our youth prayer list, we want to keep praying for India West, Lyric in Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Forgive me. We all, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, will be in our 60th annual church anniversary starting Monday, November the 7th through Sunday, November 13th. If it's the Lord's will, and I believe that the services start at 7 o'clock p.m. each night. So come out and join us, 910 Shelton Avenue, if it's the Lord's will. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we'll sing a little portion of a song, if that's all right. Amen. God is my protection. God is my all and all. God is my light in darkness. Oh, God. My all and all. Got a little low. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. Never ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. Keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. Come too far and I'll never turn back. God is, God is, God is, God is, God is my all and all. Amen. I was just going to stop right there, but the point is God is my all in all. I thank God for all things. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen to have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer and also for the opening scripture. We just thank God for every one of you who have taken the time to tune in on this evening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise the Lord. And I'm just happy to be on just one more time by the grace of God. And I thank the Lord for how he has blessed. And I can say the truth that God is my all in all. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a wretch like me. Looked down on me, praise the Lord, when I was out there in the world of sin. And had mercy on me, called me out of the world, and gave me the opportunity to serve him. Gladly accepted that opportunity. And I thank the Lord that he converted me and sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. And God is my all and all. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you tonight to open your heart and hear the word of God as we are preparing to hear the word on tonight. Open up your heart and receive the word. Allow God to speak to your heart. Praise the Lord. I believe God has a word for everyone who's listening tonight. So don't miss your blessing. Put aside everything that you are doing. Stop everything you're doing. Amen. And tune your heart and your mind completely into hearing from the Lord. And now, without further ado, we'll have the word of God on tonight coming through Evangelist Maybel Edmond. As she comes, let us pray with her and for her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist. I mean, at this time, we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray that you will have your way, that you will touch some heart through the word of God, that you will give somebody a mind to want to be saved, give somebody a mind to want to turn from their way. In the name of Jesus, pray that you strengthen my body, that you project your word as never before. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's go to the word of God in the book of St. Mark. The fourth chapter, and Lord willing, don't intend to be before you that long. Just have a few scriptures that I like to leave a little thought with you. And my thought tonight, or my subject, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Jesus began to speak to his disciples, and he began to speak to them that were around. In verse 30, we're going to begin with verse 30. That is St. Mark 4 and 30. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? For with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Now, this seed is a small seed, and it's less than all the seeds that are in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. When it grows up and it becomes greater than all herbs, and it shoots out great branches. The branches shoot out so that the fowls of the air, the birds, they can lodge right there in that tree, the tree of herbs. And verse 33, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. Okay, Jesus spoke in parables, and he spoke this to before the disciples and before the people that were surrounded about him. And many with such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Now, those that were around about, he did not speak except he spoke in parables. That is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And how that he spoke these things, but then he began to expound all these things to his disciples. And verse 35 says, and the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. it had filled up with water. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillar. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye had no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey? Glory to God. This scripture is telling us that the Lord began to speak to his disciples and have it, they began to go out on the lake. And as he was in the hinder part of the ship, the wind began to whip up and to blow. And I believe at that time, the wind was stirred up. And as the wind was stirred up, they went to Jesus. And also the ship got filled up with water because the wind was blowing so hard that it blew the water into the ship. So the ship was filled up with water. And they began to be afraid. And verse 38 said, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Now, Jesus was back there asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus was asleep. And they asking him, You don't care that we do? Wow. Jesus, he went on, got up, and began to speak to the wind and to the sea, and said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. It took my mind back to when we were out on the lake, out on the water, on a boat, fishing boat. I don't know if Dennis Armin remembers that, but I remember we were out there on the boat, and some of the other ministers. And it was calm when we went out there. And it was sitting out there fishing. But after a while, a wind and the storm started raising up in there. And I tell you, it scared us so bad. And the general overseer, calm one. And we were all upset. I tell you, I was kind of scared there for a while. I ain't going to tell no lies. Mm-hmm. I was scared. Mm-hmm. But the Lord, he calmed that water. Everything calmed right back down as though nothing had originally happened. This is the God that we serve. We serve a God, a mighty God, one who could speak to the wind, who could speak to the sea and say, Peace be still. And the wind and the storm had to obey. And they began to say, What manner of man is this that he could speak to the wind and speak to the sea and the sea be calm? Jesus was a mighty God. He's a powerful God. I tell you, he began to let them see, where is your faith? Now you got Jesus right there with you, and you still don't have no faith.
Yes.
Glory to God. And sometimes we, being the people of God, we have Christ on the inside, and we still doubt and have fear and afraid. But I tell you, there is no time for a child of God to be fearful and worrying about these things that is coming upon the face of the earth, because the Lord already told us the things that was going to happen. And the things which were to come to pass, where is your faith? The word of God say, when the Son of Man comes upon the face, when he returns back, where will your faith be? Shall he find faith on this earth? when he returns, but he's not coming back down here on this earth. He's coming in a cloud. But when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will you have that faith in God? Or will you have fear and doubt and wondering? I tell you, no time for doubting God. There's no time for wondering about the word of God, because God's word is true and it's going to come to pass. Whatever God said, it will come to pass. The Bible lets us know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see these things that are to come, but they are going to come. But by faith, we believe that they're going to come. And we have to learn to take God at his word and don't doubt God. I don't care what comes up in our life or what test or trial come to befront us. We have to take him at his word and continue to trust in God. Glory to God. Sometimes we say we believe God. I believe he's going to do this. I believe he's going to do that. But then when it comes time to put that faith to work, then we find ourselves doubting, still doubting God. I don't know. Well, I did thus and so, but I don't know. Well, the Bible said faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. So we got to put that faith and the works together, and we will receive the blessing that God has for us. We can continue to look unto the Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We can continue to trust in the Lord. Put our faith to work. Glory to God. Where is your faith? Is it in man? Is it in the things on this earth? Is it in your job? What happens when the job is gone? Is it in your money? What happens when your money is gone? Will you continue to trust God and take him at his word? Glory to God. The time is going to come where our very souls is going to be tried. But we're going to have to keep that faith that is in God, because without it, we cannot please God. The word of God tells us in St. Matthew, the 17th chapter and verse 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. We have to keep our faith in God, because faith is a part of our salvation, and without it, we cannot please God. So, brothers and sisters, saints of God, keep that faith in God. I don't care how the wind blow, how the storm ride. Keep that faith in God, because he cares about us and he cares about the people of God. He knows what we are going through. He sees everything that we are dealing with, and he's able to bring us out of all of it, whatever it is that we are going through. God can bring us through. But the most important thing is keep that faith in the Lord, because the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We're not going to see everything, but we're going to have to believe when we don't even see it. Trust in the Lord. Where's your faith? Is it in God? Or is it in someone? Brothers and sisters, we have to learn to keep our faith in the Lord, because one thing about the Lord, he will not fail. He cannot fail. Will not lie. He cannot lie. But sometimes human beings. They make mistakes. They say, I'll do this and I'll do that. But when the time comes, they forgot that they said it, or mm-hmm. they're unable to do it. And then sometimes they don't want to do it. But I thank God my trust is in him. I don't care how long or how long you've been over on the Lord's side or how much power you feel like you got. My trust is in the Lord because he's one that will never fail and he will never let us down. Where is your faith? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank the Lord for the word of God. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the service into the hands of Emmanuel Kilhameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this encouraging message on tonight, a word that we all need. We need that encouragement, and we need to be able to answer this question, where is our faith? Praise the Lord. Where is your faith? Is your faith in the Lord? Or is it in another or something? Praise God. I truly enjoyed this message, and it's much needed in these times, over time, as the years go by. Our faith has to maintain. We have to maintain our faith. We have to keep our faith strong in the Lord because there's a possibility that it can weaken. As she brought out in the Word of God, the disciples were on the ship, and Jesus was right there with them. But they were fearful, you know, because of the storm, because of what they saw around them, these things that they paid attention to, that grabbed their attention, and they lost focus on the one, hallelujah, with all the power. And he was right there, in the same ship with them. Just like with the Lord, he's not far off. He's right there. It may seem like he's nowhere around. It may seem like he doesn't even see what's going on with us. Hallelujah, but he can see everything.
Yes,
so
he can.
Let's keep our faith in the Lord, no matter what it looks like. Amen, because he's there. He's right there. Praise God. And I tell you, he will come. As soon as we meet him, he will be right there. So tonight, maybe there's somebody who's listening to this word tonight, who heard the word of God, and your faith is a little weak, or you're not even certain where your faith is. Tonight, you can be sure. You can make your faith sure in the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are desiring to be saved, if you desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost, all it takes is a little bit of faith. As was described concerning that mustard seed, it's a very small seed, smaller than all the rest. But that small amount of faith, wherever you need to go, hallelujah, praise be to God. So if you're ready tonight, all you have to do is come to the Lord believing him. And he will do it for you. If there's anyone sick in your body and you need to be healed, all you need is a little bit of faith. And wherever your faith is, channel it. Turn it from wherever it is and focus directly on God. Let your faith go straight to the Lord and believe God tonight. And God will do it for you. Praise the Lord. He's a miracle worker. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He's everything we need him to be. So let's believe God together after hearing this encouraging word tonight. You can step out on your faith. You can put your faith to work. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And see what God answer for you. And tonight, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. And we give you thanks, Lord.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the message on tonight. We thank you for the messenger, oh God. We thank you for encouragement. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance to call upon your name, Lord. And while we're waiting on you, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God. Anything that you're not pleased with, remove it, oh God, while we're praying, Lord. Clean us up, Lord Jesus, and purify our minds, Lord. Purge us on the inside. Wash us on the outside. Clean up all of our thoughts, oh Lord, and the intent of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, where there's doubt, Lord, we want you to take away all doubt, take away all fear and unbelief, and forgive us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to put our trust in you with all of our heart. Help us to have faith in you, Lord God. We want you to build our faith, strengthen our faith, oh Lord, and help us, Lord Jesus, while we're down here in the hour of temptation. Give us faith, believing that you will provide a way of escape, to take you at your word in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we believe you tonight, and we're depending on you, oh God. Lord, there's somebody listening who desires to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray for them a special prayer that you will look down on them right now, oh God, and forgive all of their sins, Lord. Take away their sins, oh my God, and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. We know you're able, my Lord, oh blessed Savior. Remember that one tonight, oh God, whose faith is weak, Lord, who really desires to believe, Lord, but are having a struggle, my Lord. Move that obstacle, whatever the struggle is. Move it right now, Lord, and help them, oh God. Help their faith, Lord, to reach out unto you, Lord. We know you're able, oh God. We ask that you will work miracles and work wonders, Lord. Remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, forgive sins, oh Lord. Restore and make whole, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know you're able, my Lord. There's somebody, Lord, suffering. Don't have food or clothing, Lord. Know where they live. Have mercy tonight, Jesus, and provide what they need, Lord. And we are praying for those who are incarcerated, Lord Jesus. Visit them, Lord God, in the prison. Go to the jail cells, Lord God, from one to the other, Lord, and move all throughout the facility in the name of Jesus. Save the souls of men, women, boys, and girls who are detained, Lord God. Lord, you're able to free their souls. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. We pray, oh God, that you will comfort those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord God, reach out to them tonight and lay your hand upon them. Oh God, give them comfort and consolation in this moment of difficulty while they're going through, Lord, and feeling the pain. We know, God, that you're the only one who can pick up the pieces and in the heart of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord. Have mercy tonight and bless abundantly, oh God. We believe you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to remember those names that were called out on the prayer list, each and every one of them, Lord.
Yes,
whatever their request is, you know all about it, my God. And where their faith is weak or lacking, Lord, we ask that you will make it right and help them, strengthen them, that they may believe according as the scripture says. We believe it right now, Lord, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer, for this ministry. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask you to continue to bless, Lord. Let this ministry grow. Let it prosper. Let it reach more souls.
all around the world. We believe it, oh Lord, and we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God once again for that powerful, encouraging message on tonight, reaching out to the people of God, the sisters and brothers in Christ. Let us be encouraged and let us keep our faith in the Lord. Make sure you know where your faith is. Amen.
Yes.
The Lord. I just feel like taking a little time out because God has been so good to us. He has blessed us. He's blessed us so greatly.
Yes,
and he is worthy of all the praises. He knows just what we need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He knows just what to do. And even though our faith may be a little weak, God has a way of strengthening our faith.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. He'll let somebody tell a testimony that can increase our faith. Oh, glory be to God. He's always coming through for us. And I thank him tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's make sure that we know where our faith is.
Amen.
You think your faith is in God, and you can't have any doubt. Move all that doubt out of the way. You have to be sure,
sure,
that you know where your faith is. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to praise God and give him the glory because it is the Lord who has brought us this far. Somebody sang that song saying, we have come this far by faith.
Yes.
On the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So let's continue on by faith. Amen. I'm stirred up and I thank God for the word of God. And I want to encourage you, and may continue to preach the word and allow God to use you in this ministry. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our clergy on the line. At this time, if you desire to, you're welcome to give remarks. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, asking the question, where is your faith? And the disciples, like she said, they had Jesus right there. You know, they saw his miracles, but yet that fear began to creep in to the point where they just begin to despair. They believed that they were going to perish or die. And sometimes we want to see things before we'll believe. I mean, Jesus, he can rebuke the tempest even in our lives to the point where there is no other explanation besides it has to be God, and yet we remain in disbelief. And sometimes, like, if he was going to work a miracle to increase our faith, and yet we're I don't believe it. But where is our faith? We have to believe before we see it. And even after, just believe, just because it happened. But it's a hard thing for people to admit that God did something because they want to control it. They think it's them, but it's not.
Yes.
That's where our faith comes in. That's where our faith comes in. We can't see it. If you could see it, we don't have to hope for it. It's not faith. But if we don't see it and we hope for it, we believe it. That's our faith. It's word of God. I enjoy the word of God. Very encouraging, very inspiring message. And this is how, if we don't have faith, we won't be caught up to meet him. That's what Jesus is looking for when he comes back to the earth. He's looking for faith, and we have to have it. I want to say to man, be encouraged. Be very much encouraged and keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other remarks? So we thank God for those remarks coming through Dr. Hameen. Praise the Lord. And Dr. Khadija Hameen. And we just thank God once again for the word of God and thank God for all of you. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks, for the prayer, closing prayer. I enjoy the prayer and the remarks coming through our doctors on the phone. We thank God for them, and we want to encourage them to continue to do the will of God. And also, our listeners, we want to encourage you to look to the Lord and keep your faith in God, because he won't ever, ever,
myself. I thank the Lord for the word on tonight. My soul is encouraged, and I'm looking to the Lord for greater things, and that the Lord will bless this, continue to bless this. Those of you that get a word of prayer, to continue to pray for me that the Lord will have his way in my life. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. And as it was already forestated, we have our 60th church anniversary at Christian Temple, and I'm looking forward to being there in the service at the Lord Seder the Saints. So we thank God for every one of you. God bless you, and good night.